What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Ryan. But today's topic of my podcast, 10 Things I Don't Like, we're starting with topic number one. It's about fast food. What is fast food? Is fast food really good with us? Good for us? Well, we don't know. So I'm here to talk to you about why I don't like it. And so let's get into it. So, I'm currently in senior high school. I'm 18 years old. I've been playing football since I was 6 years old. And as you grow, you learn a lot. And I learned that as an athlete standpoint, maybe as a student standpoint, you have to perform at your best to be the best. And that's all comes like sleeping, eating right, low to clean your body, hydrating. It all comes with that. Today I really want to talk to you guys about why I really don't like fast food. And me personally, I don't like fast food because, money. I love money, man. I'm always spending money. And I'd rather spend my money on something I know what's in it, something I can cook. That I know that I'm getting the best out of it possible for my body. Fast food, I really don't know what's in fast food. You know what I'm saying? I know fast food, the meaning of fast food means, to me, means warming up something, warming up food, and taking it out of the microwave. And we have all, in America, we have all these fast food places. And, everything is fast and everything costs money, and having a mother like my mother, she works at Burger King. She's a manager, and she typically talks to us about fast food and why it's not good. And one reason is not even because as an athlete, fast food, a lot of fast food can cause obesity, because you get more salt, it causes your blood pressure to rise, a whole bunch of sugar, a lot of fat comes from different cows, which is, it's not bad, it's very bad, it's not good at all. And fast food typically hurts the body. For example, all the sugar and all the fat and stuff, as an athlete, to me, if I eat too much fast food, I can't perform at my best because it hurts slowing down my breathing. I don't feel like myself, so I feel like somebody, that's bloated, and I'm an athlete, so I have to perform at my very best. Fast food causes a lot of injuries because you're putting all the bad in your body. It hurts the brain because of all the sodium. Your risk of headaches increase. I didn't know this until today that fast food causes depression. And that's very bad. Me, typically, I like fruits and, all that, because I know that if you treat your body, you're going to get a lot of great things out of it. And no one thing alone in America is obesity. The obesity rate is going up because all of these places we have, this whole bunch of grease and, everybody just like spinning and stuff, cooking for themselves. And I really think I love cooking. I grew up around learning how to cook, and I love cooking. I love, knowing a play in my body. I love cooking for people. And I learned, as I cook, I learn stuff every day, such as, if I first start off, I'll put too much seasoning. and seasoning comes with salt. And I learned that you don't have to put too much seasoning on your meat, especially so it's a complete seasoning of salt. So I can put less of that, less of seasoned salt, and you know, I can take all that sodium, I can clean my meat, I can make sure the grease come off my meat to make sure my body is not at risk for obesity and things like that nature. I did research on does fast food causes brain damage, and according to health board, it states that fast food actually can cause brain damage. Neurology found that eating fast food is related to shrinkage of the brain that leads to Alzheimer's. Just now, already show Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is like what happens when you get older, but you don't start to forget things that you used to know in the past, and you know what I'm saying, too much fast food hurts the brain. So say if you're studying for a test or doing that, you want to have your brain for as long as possible, and but us eating too much fast food, it shrinkage time, and you know, and once you lose time, you never get that time back. And I think personally that damaging time is the worst thing that we can do, because I've only got so much time, and when time's gone, it's gone. And I feel like, for me, I love playing sports, I love performing my best, not even just sports, classroom, work, anything like that nature. And at the high school, I wanted to go to college and make sure of heart attacks and headaches. So I just love working out, and I get it from my brothers. I have three brothers, and one of them right now is currently college. She plays football. I have a twin brother that's going to University of UConn, and I have a little brother, and all we train each other to drink water all the time and learn to cook for ourselves instead of going fast, because you're gonna need cooking for your life. I can do what it's having a family, anything. You have to cook. Learning to cook, that's the way you're gonna survive. And you know, money comes fast for when you spend money, and you know, you can learn to save money by cooking, and you'll love it more. Trust me, I've learned how to cook. My grandpa, you know, he passed away several years ago, but we always took a trip to Jamaica and we learned how to cook. And I learned that once you cook something, man, you enjoy it way better than just going out, spending money, and you learn something, you know. And we always train, me and my brothers always train each other to just make sure we train our body right. Because we all play sports, man. Mom, you know, she being us with four boys, and yeah, my dad always preach us, hey, stay away from all the bad stuff, because you at work, you gotta learn to, you know, just be, stay young as long as possible, he used to say. Stay young as long as possible. But anyway, yeah. Personally, I can't do it, man. Oh, I love football, man. I love training personally, man. You guys like, damn, he's saying the same topic, same thing every time, but yeah, man, it's my feeling, it's a mindset. And fast food, you can always spend You know what you get out of the fast food, man. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fat, a lot of sodium, you know, and it's bad for your heart, man, bad for your brain, bad for your body. You want to perform at your best, man. You gotta know what you put in your body, make sure it's right for you. And really, I just like staying away from all the sugary and all the sweet. I just, because, you know, I just love football, man. I love working hard and I love working at my best. And not all fast food bad for you. Don't get me wrong, not all fast food bad for you. There's some meals that you can't eat. For example, grilled chicken. Grilled chicken's not bad for you. It's low sodium, low fat. Yeah, the health thing, you know, but most majority is bad. Ice cream, all the sugar, all the sweet. It harms the body, man. And I want to just share that with you guys because I want you guys to know that, you know, your life is more worth more than just fast food. You know what I'm saying? Way more than fast food. And it's bad. And the obesity rate is just keep going up. Keep going up. And don't get me wrong. We live in America, so I understand. But the obesity rate in 2020 is 80% of men and 70% of women's overweight or obese. Which is bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, younger age kids that's getting put on to these fast food is bad because it's risk obese to everybody. And that obese, you have shorter time of living. And I'm the only one to motivate people is to love their body. And I don't want people to put bad things in their body. I don't like putting bad things in my body at all. So that's why I stay away from those type of stuff. I love cooking, man, and I enjoy just cooking for my family, friends, and I learn a lot every time I cook, you know, and save money, man, save money. I remember just yesterday, I was hungry, and my girlfriend, she told me, oh, you wanna go get some food, and I was like, no, I'd rather cook, you know, went out to Publix, bought, you know, pasta, and we cooked it with some shrimp, and it was, like, delicious, man, and I was like, and it's not just for me, I cooked for six other people, and, you know, I felt great about it. I felt great about it because I did something different. I did something different other than other people that I just run and go to fix my food, so. And especially, if you know me, I'm going to college soon. And I'd rather learn how to cook. Because, you know, I'm getting my daughter, man. Let's be real. Gotta cook. I gotta go to practice in the morning, practice afternoon, school, you know, work. But, and I gotta learn how to provide for myself. And it can't provide without no money, so it's in college, it's great to save. So we all should just learn how to do things like that, and that's what my family, and I'm God blessed me, both my brothers, so I learn things every day, coaches, they tell me, and I feel better than when I was younger, man. When younger, I used to be overweight, couldn't do things I do now. I really want to just put this out there for the young kids, the young people, so they can start now without no regrets, man, because they can start young, they influence other people, you know, and just start a movement. But don't get it wrong, not all fast is bad. By you doing things like cooking and stuff, you learn every day. And, you know, once you have a family, man, you gotta provide. No matter what size, color, shape, or form, you gotta learn to provide. And just thank God for that, because I'm learning as I go, and I keep learning. You know, maybe you cook something great, and now you got a business. And yeah, man, I think your guy's life is more important than just a fast food. I hate the word fast, because fast is, let's say, example, fast. You live a fast life. So fast. You never heard that saying? You go too fast, you might crash. That's what I'm saying. Fast. I hate the word fast, because fast life, fast food. You know, it's dangerous to me. That's what it sounds like. Dangerous. You don't want to be caught up in all that dangerous and fast life, man. It's dangerous. Everybody information on stuff like this. So when they have kids, young kids can look up and say, okay, well, I don't have to go that route. I can learn things and, you know, treat my body right, because you only get one body at the end of the day. So I say, man, just learn everything each and every day, and, you know, everything will be all right. When I was a little kid, man, I used to be like 1:30 at 11 years old, and I always had trouble breathing and running, and, you know, it was because I was overweight once. You know what I'm saying? I was overweight, and I learned as a train. It's crazy, like a year later, I just lost all my weight, and I felt way better than when I was 130. And it's not just losing the weight, it's learning what I put in my body to help me perform my best. And I research on athletes like Rookie for me and all these types of NFL, any basketball, LeBron James. LeBron James is, you know, been in the league for almost 16 years, but it's the way he treats his body that keeps his body going. And that's what I'm saying, guys. Treat your body right, because you only get one body, and, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it, man. And you learn a lot. Saving money, you learn to cook. Like, generally, if you want to keep your weight, man, you gotta know how to do the little things right, man. So that's how you gotta go, man. But nah, man, for real, just, guys, man, just do research, man. Just do research. Please just do your research. No, this is not a bad video. I just want to motivate people and just tell you guys a little about why I don't like what I don't like. So I gotta help you, because I've been in that spot and it didn't feel good to me, man. It didn't feel good. And now, by me changing what I did back then to now, I'm in a spot to potentially play and be a boy ball in a couple of years. I'm going to college. You know, and without me training my body and treating my body right, I can't even get in a position to play football. Just be a starter to make tackles and run the way I can run and jump. Yeah, I'm a smart student, you know. I'm a 3.6 GPA student now. And it's not because I changed the way that I used to do things. And yes, and I thank God for every day, man, because I get to go to college for free, man. You know, pursue my dreams, play football, and stay healthy. It's the greatest thing alive, man. I just want you guys to just know that, you know what I'm saying? You don't always have to eat the fast food. You don't always have to spend money. You know, you can find these at home cooking. You learn new things. You learn how to, you know how to add and subtract from your cooking and all that. And I just want you guys to stay up and stay positive and treat your body right, man. Time's up. It's your boy Ryan Blake. Tune in for next episode On my next episode, we'll be talking about another two things I don't like. It'll be episode 2, and it'll be about I define it. Give me a second. Why I don't like sleeping, and why sleeping is bad for me. Thank you for just tuning in. Boy Rain Blake signing out.